Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast. Ooh, 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 ooh,
ooh, ooh. The Nikki Glaser Podcast. Here's Nikki.
Hello, here I am. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. Coming at you, first one of the week. Hope you had a good weekend, everyone. I sure did. We have the best show for you today. I'm so excited about it. I can't even stand it. I was excited all weekend after we came up with this plan. Here in studio with me, I'm joined by Anya and Noah, of course. Anya Marina. Noah. Avior. Still not ever sure. even if you tell me.
Me
it's like the rules of football. It doesn't stick, but it should. It's Avior.
You know what? Sometimes it is, and sometimes it's Avior.
Okay, I always forget that that's your policy on it. It's so freeing to me that you don't expect me to ever get your last name right. It's very nice of you, and very that's why I love Noah. She's a very forgiving friend. In studio with me, though, is my brother-in-law, one of the funniest people I know, and I'm not setting you up. I know that's setting you up to like fail, like, or like you can't live up to that, but you just naturally are. Everyone knows it about you. One of the best people I know, my brother's husband. The father of my nephews.
My brother's and husband.
Husband?
My sister's,
oh my God.
My sister's husband. You don't know what she was before she
right,
met you.
Exactly.
I knew her as something else. You met her after she transitioned.
You don't think I know that?
It's Matt Green, everyone. Welcome to the show.
Hello, everybody.
Yay, Matt. Oh, love that. Does that feel good?
Yeah, it feels great.
Matt, welcome to the show. So you came in with a beverage.
Yes.
And you were like, have you tried this? It's the new LaCroix.
Yeah, it's the LaCroix Cherry Blossom.
Do you like to try a new LaCroix? Because I'm into it. Ever since Limoncello kind of blew my mind and I was like, whoa, a LaCroix could taste this good. Some people hate it. It's very dividing. What's the word? When it's like two things.
Divisive.
Polarizing.
Oh, nice.
Divisive too, maybe. I don't know. Don't know anything. But Limoncello, how do you feel about that one?
Limoncello is good.
Okay, good.
But I also am not
coconut.
Too discerning. I will drink them all.
What about coconut?
Coconut's great.
Really?
Slather it on me.
Wait a second. How do you guys feel about coconut LaCroix?
Is that pamplemousse or is that grapefruit?
No.
Pamplemousse is grapefruit. That's the orange can. Okay, well,
coconut,
I guess we're not talking to people
weird.
Who know their LaCroix,
okay,
so I can't really have an honest discussion, but coconut is widely known as the most disgusting one. It tastes of suntan lotion smell,
but really,
I like it.
It's just water.
But I used to compare it to cum, because that's it. No, it's not. But that's what I'm saying. Look, I will say pamplemousse, raspberry, plain even, lime, orange. You're going to get the same kind of It doesn't matter. But then there are these standout ones, limoncello, coconut, and now I guess cherry blossom that go, you can't, not good.
Standout, bad.
That's what I'm saying. They stand, people don't like them. So can I take a sip and see what I feel?
It's like, I won't.
Because I hated coconut first, grew into it.
Tastes like.
Always loved limoncello. Okay, here we go.
What is the difference between limoncello and lemon?
It has like, it tastes like a cake almost. Not this, sorry, limoncello. It tastes like, it tastes of like cake batter and lemon. You're just like,
okay.
Which is just like kind of gross for a like a sparkly drink, but it works.
Sure.
I that would have grossed me out prior to trying it. Hold on,
so let
me try this again.
So there's nothing alcoholic about limoncello. Like it doesn't even taste like alcohol?
No, but a limoncello is an alcohol drink, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I thought.
I don't hate this. This is in the rest for me.
You know, it's weird. It's water, but to me it tastes watered down.
Watered down water. Well, can I offer you a different drink? Because I had, the only beverages I had to offer you in my fridge were a beer, which I thought, no, you can't. You're working today. Thank you for taking time out of your work schedule. But I have a Liquid Death Mango Chainsaw. Yes. Okay. Wait, hold on. You're not done with the options. Mango Chainsaw. Shit. Okay, so it's like a hint. These are not ads, by the way. These are drinks I have to offer, and I'm just describing them. I did get these from Liquid Chainsaw or Liquid Death. But they are not associated with the show in any way. But they did send me a case just of their new product. And I have to say, and it has only 3 grams of sugar for this whole can. So there is sugar in it. So it feels better than like sipping Zevia's all day, you know? So I do like it. But we also have, I'm not selling these in any way. I don't care if you buy them. I don't care what happens. So I'm just telling you, Bury It Alive, B-E-R-R-I. B-E-R-R-Y, Bury right. It Alive, so Bury. But I like Mango Chainsaw, it's such a great name.
Yeah.
And then I also have a new
I like
beverage
that band.
From my friend. Yeah, Noah's seen them live like 19 times.
She has the t-shirt.
they're like a Jamaican death metal band. There's like the mango part. Are mangoes in Jamaica? Yes. I don't know. I just picked a fucking island where they might be some. Okay. And then we have a System, which is a new energy drink, like a hard seltzer, but it's the 0% alcohol one. And these are made by the man, his company.
There's
he
so
sent
many
me them.
Layers to that.
I know. He sent me them, Anthony Spina, and he's an old friend from high school. He's the first penis I ever saw. He dated Kirsten. And one day I was like, I've never seen a penis. And Kirsten and him were in my bedroom. We were just hanging out. It was her first boyfriend. And I was like, I've like never even seen one. I don't even know what they are. And he was like, do you want to see one? And I was like, I don't know. And then he was just like, look, here it is. And I was just like, oh. And I just got to see, like, it was like flaccid too. Like he just pulled out his, he was just like, we called him Badaba. Because he was just like, Badaba. Like, it's going to happen. We're going to have it. So now he is he started this, and he's a great guy. And it's called Assist. It's an energy drink. I'm going to have one. I have two. Do you want to try them?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay, cool. So that was the drink test portion of our show.
Wait, I think besties are going to wonder why there's a beer in your fridge.
Why there's a beer? Oh, there's just like a for guess. In case there's someone that comes over and goes, it's literally a single beer. It's in the corner, just like kind of like the wallflower at the party in my fridge. Just kind of like, I don't know, I don't really fit in here. It's been there so long. I'm trying to think of anything else in my fridge that's been there as long. Because I keep some stuff.
A piece of ginger from Iowa.
Yeah. An old root in the back. Yeah, some old root in the back of my drawer that I never use. How do you feel about System? Yeah.
It's good.
It's not bad, right?
Yeah.
Energy drinks, so I gotta watch it. Because they sometimes make my tongue bleed.
They make your tongue bleed?
Dude, I was into Monster Energy.
I remember that.
Wait, it's the blue one. It would be the black can with like the blue font. Dude, I'm not kidding you. I would be like, I would talk about them like alcohol. Like, I'm back on them. Like, I can't. And they disintegrate your tongue tissue. Because
it's like Trident gum. Did you ever have that? I had that with Trident Tropical Twist. I was addicted, and both sides of my tongue were like falling apart. And I was like, I got to get more.
My teeth were hurting. Surgery on my tongue from too much gum use. And that's why I quit gum. I haven't had gum since August 2020, bitches.
Hold on.
Didn't you have like a bullfrog thing in there?
Yes, ranula. Those who've listened a while know it. Look up a ranula. I had a ranula from overuse of like my duct.
Gum?
No, my duct got clogged because I chewed too much gum. It like calloused over.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I don't do gum anymore because I can't stop. What a dumb thing to love. But I do think gum is stupid. You just like put this piece of trash in your mouth and you chew it. You don't swallow it. It literally is not supposed to be ingested. What are we doing?
Sometimes I really need something, though.
Just use a mint, a Listerine
though.
Pocket pack. But that's what I say. I will do gum. I just let it softly dissolve in my mouth and then I spit it out. I treat it like a mint. I can't chew it and be like, this is food. Like, no, it's
Wait,
not.
You just let it sit there?
What? Yeah, I'll just suck on it. If I need to, like, if my breath is rank and I'm about to meet someone I need to have good breath in front of, I'll, like, in an emergency, only people in the car have gum, I will go just suck on the gum because it's an emergency. You know what I mean?
Whoa, that
I don't
is
want
wild.
To.
You have so much restraint.
I just need
Okay.
I like need fresh
putting
breath.
Putting a piece but of gum but, in your mouth and not chewing it is
But
like,
I just treat it like a mint. It's like, I just go, this is a mint. And then I thought it would be hard. It's not, I promise.
Okay, so
At
I
least
do,
for me.
I do the gum. I mean, I need it for breath purposes, obviously, but to keep busy. It's like an ADD thing.
Yes.
So I like the gum for that purpose.
I do too.
And so I'll chew it always when I'm working out or when I'm running too. It like keeps me motivated.
Really?
And then my mouth stays
hydrated.
Yeah. But then
Dave Grohl.
I swear this was not
sings planned. With gum, performs with gum Uh-oh. The entire time.
So
pulling something
I have
out of
these,
his pocket.
It's what is crazy. That?
These cinnamon toothpicks.
Wait, give me one of those.
Oh, I love
those. Get me into these.
They're amazing.
I'm so scared of tripping and then falling and having the toothpick go into my fucking no. nose or something.
Okay, so this was...
yeah. Or someone hitting me in the face or something. I literally think about that.
No, so you're exactly right. So I would do the gum running.
Okay.
Then I started doing toothpicks and gum while running.
Whoa.
And I would
Whoa.
Literally be running, and sometimes the toothpick would go into my mouth. And I just,
yes.
I'm like, what am I doing? But it's simply like,
that's so
just
dangerous.
To like take my mind off other
okay.
stuff.
Okay. Yeah, no, I get that.
But
that's what I do.
These toothpicks are sick.
I mean, it's just, but you do, it's interesting because I understand gum as like, it's something to do. Like, it literally is like, it's something to occupy my mind so that I don't do something worse. Or, I mean, what am I running from in that scenario? But then I also think, you think of it as maybe a more Dave Grohl way of like, it just, I'm ADD, like a fidget spinner.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm
exactly
like, I don't want to be alone with my thoughts. Is it like that for you though?
No.
Oh.
I love my thoughts.
Anya, gum, how
what?
Is it fidget
I love
spinner,
my
or?
Thoughts first on this show.
What'd you say?
What fuck.
I said, I
you
love
said,
my thoughts.
I love my thoughts.
Wow.
Who are
you? Do? I like my thoughts too. Wait a second. I will say I like my thoughts can betray me, but I did some great fantasizing this week. Like my thoughts, I let my thoughts go this weekend and I did a really good job. I'm not someone who could ever like achieve an orgasm through my imagination, like one of those special ladies can do, like conjure it. I just could never just like think of something and jerk off. I know boys can. I know boys can, yeah. And like refer to things in their life. I need, this weekend, someone was giving me advice about it and they were like, oh, Anya, we were in Florida. And I was like, I need to jerk off tonight. And I forgot my sex toy. I'm sorry, Matt. Is this uncomfortable? No, it's not. You're my friend. So,
it's great.
And I'm not, I literally, nothing about this I'm going to be grotesque about. But if you are uncomfortable, feel free to talk, but see if you can get a word in. So we go to Florida. I realize I forgot my toy for the whole weekend. And it's just something I like to do on the road. It calms me. It's fun. It's
your toothpick.
It's my toothpick, jogging. And
it's a very big toothpick.
I would say that it's a huge, no, it's not too big. It's just,
vibrates.
I need one thing. When I'm home, I really let loose and it's a whole smorgasbord, but I bring one thing on the road and it's contained. But I forgot it. I don't have another option. Do you hear what I'm saying? I cannot achieve what I need to achieve if I don't bring that thing. It is contingent on the thing. And Anya goes, just use your hand and watch some porn. I go, oh, porn's going to be there no matter what. Because I, again, if the internet were down and I didn't have a toy, I would never again, I don't think I'd ever have an orgasm in terms of, like, you know, without another person
that
by myself.
That was mind-boggling to me.
By myself.
If you needed to have an orgasm and you didn't have your toy, you could not
do it. I was like, there's no bath. I was thinking maybe bath faucet. But I'm not getting up in that sink. And the water pressure wasn't good enough. I know what I need.
Could you go down to the laundry room at the hotel and just like sit on the dryer?
No. I don't think that I've ever been into like that kind of, like when I saw that in movies and stuff, I think, remember the movie where the girl has sex on the dryer and it's like so much better. She's like,
oh yeah.
Varsity Blues. It's like, really?
I mean, it's like a hot idea, but this toothpick is fun, but I don't think I'm not getting enough cinnamon out of it.
Oh, just put it on your lips. Your lips will burn then.
Okay.
I'm not really selling it.
No, but. I don't know how to use it, but I do like it. I wonder if it's distracting to listen to. All right, so we had a lot to cover on the show, and I got distracted.
Can I interject real quick?
I can't say I'm jerking off the whole time, but yes, I would love to tie it in a little bow.
The most ironic part of this, Matt, is that we're in Orlando right next to an amusement park, and Nikki looks up at a roller coaster after the show. We're getting in the car, and she goes, I came on a roller coaster once.
It was that quick that I said it. We were talking about roller coasters, and Matt and I were sharing our favorites, and he was like, I don't really like them. I like the smooth ones. And I was like, oh, I realize I like, let's talk Six Flags right now. I'm talking to someone right now because I couldn't this weekend who knows the exact same roller coasters I know. What kind of roller coaster guy are you? And this is just a Six Flags thing, and this is niche. Are you a Screaming Eagle guy? Are you a Ninja guy? Or are you Mr. Freeze? Like, because those are three different. No, are you Screaming Eagle, Ninja, Batman, or Mr. Freeze? Because those are all different types of roller coasters. Don't you agree?
Batman all the way.
Batman all the way. It's a smooth. This is what I'm talking about. It was a smooth 90s roller coaster. The steel smooth 90s ones that legs hang.
Yeah.
You are not. Your head isn't in a thing that's going back and forth a lot. That happened a lot. That is the Ninja. And I like Ninja second place out of those.
Ninja's garbage.
Really?
Yeah.
Loop de loops?
No, the Ninja, like literally, I think I have CTE from Ninja.
CTE.
I'm not kidding.
The carpal tunnel. No. The football industry where you injury where you concussions. Murder your family from traumatic. It's not funny at all. Like TMI.
No, that thing.
Or TM. That rattle. Traumatic brain.
I don't.
TBI.
I haven't been in years. There's no way it's still there or legal.
Really?
I don't know. That thing.
Of course it is.
That jumbled you. So
okay,
hard.
Go look up the Ninja. And if you've been on the Ninja, please write into the show and let us know what you think. But no, there's one roller coaster called the X Factor at Magic Mountain, Six Flags. And I had my first orgasm on it. My second ever. And I swear to God, it happened. And I've looked it up and it happens to people because it's the G forces. It's not like I was like, oh yeah. Like it wasn't like seducing me. There wasn't foreplay. It just all of a sudden when it flipped, it was just like forced orgasm. It was crazy. And then I got off the ride and I was just like, I mean, I don't know if it happens to everyone on it, but I have Googled it. I forget what I found in the past, but moving on. Where did I want to go from here? Oh, I guess we have time for the Bachelor thing real quick, Noah. I think that would be fun. Anya, you're still watching The Bachelor, right?
Yes.
I can't watch it. I've tapped out. I saw him on Kimmel, which Noah was about to play a clip from it. Are you watching The Bachelor, Matt? I know you're not. You don't have time. You have kids.
That's not why I'm not watching it.
Really?
No, I can't watch The Bachelor.
Ever?
No.
You've never been into?
No. I think I said this to you the other day. I like F-Boy Island because it's like funny.
Yeah.
And like a love show that's funny.
MILF Manor.
But that is like, to me, The Bachelor and Bachelorette, they're like actually trying hard to look hot and cool and find love.
Well, so is everyone on F-Boy Island.
Yeah, but it's,
the difference is, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
The difference, because now I can't watch Bachelor anymore. Stop acting like this is like they're really looking for love. That these 24-year-old idiots are actually like, I don't care anymore. Maybe, and also it's always been this way. And they are truly finding love. That's the thing. They are falling in love. Anya, you would agree. But you're still watching it. I can't.
So your problem is that
they're too
you
young.
You don't believe that
they're
looking
believe in their
for
love.
But you said the love is real.
The love is real, but I just don't think it's lasting. And I think it's, I think they're all fake. And I think they just want to be famous. I'm just like, it's the things that have always been there. I'm just seeing more clearly and I can't tolerate. I remember when Sarah Schaefer dropped out of The Bachelor, my old podcast co-host.
I didn't know
she was obsessed. Could have written books about The Bachelor. And one day she realized it was all manipulated because of this. She found out a producer did this prank like on Twitter. And she was like, you know what? I don't trust anything the show's doing anymore. And she was gone in a day. And I felt that way the other night. I told you this the other day, but Chris and I were watching The Bachelorette and he said, I just don't relate to any of these people. They're so young. He was like, that girl is closer to being friends with Poppy than you. And I was like, yes. Oh, fuck. I gotta get out of this show.
Greer.
And he was right. Poppy would be like more their age than me. So no. But anyway, I saw this clip of him, and this is what made me want to watch the show initially, because I thought he was so cute on Kimmel. But this clip, Anya, I want you to see this because it combines two things you love, The Bachelor and cults.
Yes.
The theory, Laura, that,
his producer
that The Bachelor
theory.
Is a cult. And she printed out a list for me of the characteristics of a cult. I want you to tell me if any of these apply. Sleep deprivation. Members must stay awake for extended periods of time.
Correct.
Check. Charismatic leader, that would be you. Members are zealous, protective, and unquestioningly committed to a living charismatic leader.
Sure.
Check. Cohabitation. Members are encouraged or required to live and socialize with other group members. Absolutely. Check. Isolation. Members experience physical separation from their family, friends, and society.
Absolutely.
Check.
Isn't this
games? Games with obscure rules are introduced.
Yes.
Checkaroonie.
That's the name of the game.
Love bombing.
Love
creating
bombing.
Creating a sense of belonging through hugging, kissing, touching, and flattery. That's like
there's a bit of love bombing.
Whole friggin' show.
A little bit.
And finally, common goal. The group claims to pursue a common goal, which in this case is
marry
like getting a ring from him. You.
The right reasons. Yeah.
This is a cult.
It is.
On television,
jeez.
Those are the
television network.
That's it.
And you're their David Koresh. I have no idea.
I didn't even watch that part, but that shocked me. He wasn't skipping requirements.
Did they
Anya,
do sleep
we have to get your take.
F-boy?
As someone who is obsessed with cults, documentaries, and also The Bachelor, we need to get your take right after this.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back. Anya, is The Bachelor a cult, and how do you feel about that?
It raises a great point. They do manipulate them. They sleep deprive them. They give them a lot of alcohol. They make them do these weird games.
I don't think it was a point. I think it was a checklist that like is literally in the DSM, and it like checked all the boxes, and it makes me concerned for things that I'm involved with as well.
The main one that they didn't ask is, can you leave at any time without repercussion? I don't think that's verbatim. You can leave.
Yes, you can, but you will be ostracized from the show. Like, you will become a suppressive person. You know what I mean?
No, you can be like, we don't have a connection here, right?
Like, but you will be kicked off the show.
So what? You can leave. You can't leave a cult. Like, you couldn't leave Teal's
cult. Yes, you can. She was always like, you can leave, but what will happen is you'll become what in Scientology is a suppressive person, where like they won't talk to you again. You know what I mean?
And in NXIVM, they would stalk you, harass you, leave crazy things in your mailbox.
That's what Scientology does too,
death
dude.
Death threats.
Or, you know, please, I'm scared of those fucking people. It's a real... Did I tell it on here that I one time made a joke about Scientology at a meeting in Hollywood where there's a lot of Scientologists? I was so naive. And I made like a really... Did I say this on the podcast?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Then I can skip it. So, Grandpa over here sharing stories. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I talk too much for a living and I forget where I say the things I say. Because I also talk like this to all my friends too. So it's honestly happening all the time. Speaking of grandpas, you sent the cutest picture today of Arlo. Matt sent me, sent the group family group chat. It was their 100th day of school, so they dressed like a 100-year-old. How cute is that idea?
It was pretty
cute. The babies did?
No, Arlo's in kindergarten, and it was the 100th day of school. So the school said, hey, dress like a 100-year-old.
Yes, I guess. How did he look? He looked like the little man from Up.
Yeah, he put an old man tweed hat on, and my mom brought over my dad's reading glasses, and he popped the lenses out and put it on.
Oh, that's cute.
And all day he was like shaking his body and like walking really
getting
slow.
Getting into character.
Yeah, he's getting into character. And then we dropped him off at school. Yeah, he was super excited to be at school, and he kept talking like this.
Daniel and, Daycare Lewis. Right.
And then he got to school, and he's like, I don't want to do this, Dad. I don't want to be an old guy. I was like, you got to. I was like, that's what it is.
It's
the 100th day.
Wait, this is in the car on the way there?
This is when we were walking into
school.
Oh my
God, he didn't want to be an old man
anymore. I think it's because he was looking at the other kids. And
they weren't dressed like old men.
Nobody else like fully committed to be a character. And then I said, no, look at that guy. Look at that kid. He's got a weird hat too. And he's like, oh, fine, I'll do it. And he walked to the front door, and the teacher's like, Arlo, you look so old. And I was like, yes, nailed it.
Oh, that's so cute. And that is so relatable.
This school sounds like a cult.
Right.
Yeah. It's so
relatable.
Make them
play games.
To be, no, it is not. But The Bachelor just might be sleep deprived. No, they have nap time. Are you kidding me?
He does not. He does not.
Well, he doesn't need nap time. But I was listening to, Lauren was telling me about Poppy's schedule. And I was just like, Oh God. Like I was like, just tell me more. So what does she do then? So she gets up when, and then she watches like cartoons and then she like, then they go to school and they like do, they like listen to someone read them a book and then they take a nap. It was just like, God, that was the fucking life. I just want to tell Poppy, like you're on vacation right now.
Yeah. She has no clue.
You have no, like, it's about, it's like you truly, no one expects anything of you.
No. And then when she comes home, she expects everything from us.
Oh, she's a tyrant.
And at night,
Poppy,
I feel
you're listening to this in the future when you're older, but you are
She is a cult leader.
Dude, Lauren told me that she asked Poppy for like fashion advice because if she's like deciding between something, she'll be like, Poppy, because Poppy's so decisive and just knows what she wants. She'll be like, those. Like oh, yeah. For what shoes?
How old
and she's
is
like,
Poppy,
kind of,
for the record?
Poppy's three, everyone.
Yeah, she's so three.
There's no reason why we should. But she knows exactly. I was doing her hair the other day at gymnastics and she just knew exactly like where the clip she wanted. And I was like, Lauren, does she always know? Like, she goes, she knows exactly how she wants her hair done. I go, does she change her mind? She was like, nope. And I'm like, this little bitch, it's going to be Taylor Swift. Like, this is Taylor Swift levels of decisiveness of like, I know I want this. And when it doesn't work out, fits.
Oh, yes.
And the endless tantrums. Fits.
Yeah, and I feel bad for Lauren. You know, she's a mama's girl, and so she'll occasionally just, you know, force me out of the room. I feel ostracized by my own daughter most days.
Yeah.
But she'll force me out of the room. She'll make Lauren, she has like a whole routine. Lauren has to read her all these books. She picks out the books, and then she has, Mommy, scratch my neck, scratch my back. Scratch my legs.
Yes.
Okay, now it's just like a whole routine. And she tricks her into like
staying. She adds more things every night.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah. The most interesting thing about her to me, because she is different than any other kid I've ever seen, in that she really, people ask her a question and she'll just look at you like, what the fuck are you even talking to me for? Like, there'd be like a teacher would say a teacher would say goodbye to her at gymnastics and be like, bye, Poppy. And she would be like doing something. She'd run over to me and she's like looking through my purse. And the teacher goes like, Poppy, and like taps her on the shoulders like, bye, Poppy. And she'll just look over and go like, ugh. Like she's disgusted and just like looks back. It's her teacher. And why would you be interrupting me going through my aunt's purse right now? Like, I don't have time to even acknowledge you. I was just like, I wonder, I mean, I can't, no one can remember what they were like when they were three, but I don't know that many kids are like her.
No,
I see a lot of kids like that.
I do too.
She does.
Where did
she
get
that,
Matt? You or Lauren?
I don't know. I think we're both. I'd say both of us probably. I mean, we're both pretty decisive with what we want to do.
Then change their mind a hundred times and back out sometimes. I mean, that's what we're all like. My family, if we are going, my sister's an Aquarius and Poppy is May 5th. What sign is she? Oh no, we're getting into astrology on the show and this is not what we wanted. No. Now we're starting to like lead with that.
You went there on me. Oh my God, she's decisive. She's not a Libra. If she's a Libra, that would disprove astrology. So what is she? Oh, May, that's not Libra. What is May? Taurus?
I don't know.
No. It depends where in May, I think.
You got,
Who cares?
I mean, someone could Google it, but I don't have a phone with me. Or we could just keep guessing when none of us know for sure.
There we go.
Play this like football. She's so special and so funny and so emotional. And I love that she loves Taylor Swift. That's my dream for her, is to be a Swiftie and go to concerts with me. Taurus?
Yep.
It's a great
Taurus.
Car.
Such a Taurus, dude.
Dude, such a great car.
Such a Taurus.
Such a great car. What car did you just get? Because all of your cars were stolen.
We don't even need it. That could take the whole podcast if I bring up the car situation.
No. Give us a brief little story time.
The quick version of the story is that October 27th, Lauren opens the door to go outside and said, where did you put the cars? And I said, what do you mean, where did I put the cars? She said, where are they? And I said,
like, it's batteries.
I have no idea. And then she looked at me and said, did you take my purse out of the car? And I said, no, I didn't. And so I'll take some of the blame for it. I was clearing the car out.
No blame.
It was her. No, I'm a nice husband. Yeah, no blame on her. But yeah, we left both sets of keys in the car.
No blame on her.
No, both sets of keys were left in the cars, so woke up with no cars. The Subaru we could track, and we recovered it. Had some damage.
Did you see it like cruising?
No. Oh yeah, on the app.
Yeah, yeah, you could see where they were.
Oh, it was going everywhere.
And you wanted to go. No like, way. Don't they turn it over to the cops so you can't see it anymore once they find it, because they don't want you to go like be a vigilante and try to like fucking get it?
Exactly. Yeah. So I was very close to with some neighbors to and coworkers to go and grab the vehicle when I knew where it was. But then I told Subaru, I was like, hey, can you do anything? Like, can you shut this bad boy off after, you know, can you, whatever. And they said, yeah, but it's only after they stop the car, they won't be able to turn it back on. It's stolen vehicle recovery mode. And I said, okay, let's activate that. And it was over in Illinois. And I said, let's wait until it comes back to Missouri. Because I just didn't want to deal with that. So it came back to Missouri and they shut it off. And then I was on the phone with Subaru and I was like, hey, where's the car? It's not on the app anymore. And they're like, oh yeah, once we shut it off, you can't see where it is. And I was like, okay, I just have to do what? And they're like, you got to call the police, tell the police the VIN number, give them your special PIN, and then we'll tell them where it is. And I was like, okay. And so I called the police department. I was like, hey, Subaru told me to call you. My car was stolen. Da, 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 da. And they go, yeah, we don't do that. And I was like, what? And so I had to find a friend who knew another cop, and that cop handled it for me.
Jesus.
And so then the car was recovered and then towed and all that. The other car, not a Ford Taurus, but a wonderful Ford Focus.
Yeah, not a car.
That car was stolen. 7 days later, that one wasn't tracked. 7 days later when I was driving home, I saw it just down the street. So they had gotten into that car, which was the car Lauren was driving. Done. I think they saw the keys to the Subaru, stashed that car, got in the Subaru and left, and then took that car. So then we got it back, and we had all the vehicles.
But didn't have much heroin meth use inside of it?
Okay, so fast forward 3 weeks later, they still had the key. They came back and got the Ford Focus.
Sorry, I forgot.
A second time. And I was like, okay. It's officially gone this time. Yeah, we had changed the locks to our house and everything too, and we were waiting to get the keys to the car changed, but there was like a big backlog of, you know, the locksmith couldn't get to it. And I had bought one club.
God, you know, there's so much work.
I bought a club for the Subaru, but then I didn't buy a club for the Ford because I guess I was kind of hoping that it was stolen.
So I got stolen again.
And then 7 days later, I got a call from the police department like, we found your vehicle. I was like, all right, let's do it again. Let's pick this bad boy up. And
wait, wasn't Lauren's purse in the car the first time?
It was
you found it?
Yeah, but the keys were gone. But
her purse and all her wallet and everything. Like, thank God. The first time they left it.
But we had already canceled the cards, but whatever. That headache. So
that wallet.
So the cute. So then they're like, we got the car. I was like, what happened? And they're like, well, there were two suspects inside. They had stolen guns. They tried to run away. We tased them. And I was like, hell yeah.
Whoa.
I was like, good. They got what's coming to them. And then they're like, your car's up at the tow lot and you can go get it. So I had my coworker drive me. I went up there and it was wrecked. Like, the outside was damaged, dented, but the inside was just, it reeked of like smoke, and there was just bags of new clothing, new shoes, old clothing, Tupperwares of food and canned food, like all sorts of stuff everywhere.
What?
And I was like, hey man,
how long do they have it?
They had it for 7 days. They drove 3,000 miles. They tinted the windows in the back.
That's
with self-tint.
Crazy.
Okay, but this is the best
what
part.
What are they doing,
I like these guys?
So you know, my chief concern was that the key was gone. The key fob was gone. And so I said to the tow guy, like,
they
pimped
your ride for you.
I was like, where is my key? And they're like, the key's in the vehicle. I was like, in the vehicle? I was like, okay. And so there was all this stuff in the vehicle. And I said to the guy at the tow lot outside letting me out the gate, I said, what do I do with this stuff? And he just said, keep what you want, throw the rest away. I was like, okay.
What a great
And
motto.
So I pulled it over. I pulled.
What'd you get? Did you get any cool new stuff?
You kept
any like brand name clothing?
I gave gifts away. I had gifts.
What was in there? Anything cool? Anything actually good?
Well,
yeah. Did you keep the
stuff
spoons?
In there? Was I was looking for the keys, and I found a bunch of needles and a spoon and a tie, whatever. So they were just shooting, and Narcan. So they were just tweakers. They were just shooting up, stealing, and getting high in the car. Mm. So then, then the company was going to.
The intervention music just started playing in the back of my head. That ding, 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 ding.
But they, the insurance company, it was a whole ordeal. They were going to like have us clean the car and they were going to keep it. And I said, look, I don't want fentanyl in there. I don't want heroin in there. Like, it's got to be totally cleaned. And they finally totaled it. So then I bought a Honda Pilot and I have that bad boy now. It's great.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard this part though, Nikki. Last week, a week ago, I got out I got out of my office and I started my car up and it sounded like a jet engine. Someone stole my catalytic converter on the new car last Tuesday. So I'm now driving your dad's car.
That's nuts, man.
So it's just like nonstop. Come to St. Louis.
For
the listener, let me emphasize that this guy never stops smiling and is truly happy.
Who?
Yes.
Matt.
I'm happy with my thoughts.
Yeah, he loves his thoughts.
It's bizarre. You are a happy guy. Like, this would break me. One car would break me.
What are you going to do? What happened when you heard it and you knew that they had stolen? Like, when did you realize that your catalytic converter, which, by the way, Andrew had never heard of that term, because you don't hear about that term until you move to St. Louis and they're all getting stolen all the time.
What did I do? Like, I fired it up and I heard it and I just said, let's do it again. I knew it was another deductible, another trip to another call to the insurance company, to the police.
Oh,
and the police shamed me. They shamed me when I called them.
Oh, about your catalytic converter?
And I was like, hey, by the way, just want to let you know my catalytic converter was stolen. Da, 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 da. And they're like, okay, where was it? And I told them the address where I work. And they're like, okay, you're going to wait there for the cops? And I was like, no, I'm going home. And they're like, okay. And the cop called me. And he's like, hey, yeah, I'm here. And I was like, all right, I don't see you. And he's like, yeah, I'm at the address where it was stolen. I was like, okay, I'm at home. He's like, why are you at home?
Jesus.
I was like, because I had to go home. He's like, why didn't you wait around? I was like, because my car got this catalytic converter stolen. I had two other cars stolen. I'm going home. I have three kids.
I've
had a shitty day. And he was like, okay. And so he came and I did the whole report and stuff. And I again said to him like, hey man, sorry I didn't stick around, but like, I've had a lot of car shit happen and I just didn't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
And he was like, you're really supposed to stay there. And I was like, okay. He didn't say, I'm so sorry to hear that stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. What a bummer. Fucking empathy.
I was like, okay, cool. Thanks, man.
Yeah. You can't, sometimes you just can't get it.
Yeah.
And, but have you had good cop experiences?
Yeah. I've cop friends.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow, what cop friends do you have?
Not a lot. Probably not. Yeah. I have cop acquaintances, I'd say.
Cop acquaintances!
No, yeah, I don't have a real... Yeah.
I know, I'm always scared of cops no matter what. I mean, have you been arrested?
Arrested? Like, in handcuffs?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yes, once.
Yes, sorry. I didn't, if you don't want to talk about it.
No, it's okay.
Let me guess. It was like weed in... Oh, no. Okay. No. High school. Sorry. No.
Drunk in public.
Drunk in public? Oh, wow. Maybe.
It was.
No, fight. I say it was a fight.
I guess.
Oh. We're all over the map.
No, just rant. I guess. No, actually.
Well, you don't know what.
No, the handcuffs did not happen.
It was at Wakarusa. No. It's like some music festival. I don't know. It's like we both went to KU. It's like a lake.
Yes.
But they had a festival too.
It was a festival.
Okay, yeah.
It was out. Yeah.
It's a good reference. I think
he was
culture.
Nude in public at a festival.
No. I've
Okay, so what was it?
No, it's various alcohol stuff in college.
Oh, like right.
various.
Yeah,
I knew it. It's Wakarusa shit.
IDs,
okay. Yeah. Okay.
Got into a fight, stuff like that.
Whoa, we were all right. Wait a second. Yeah. Got into a fight?
He shook his head over.
Wait,
that
you got
one.
Into a fight? You were a little.
Well, I was more victimized. I didn't do much fighting.
Why? What'd you do?
We were at a house party, and there was some townies. Lawrence had some townies.
I thought you said Lawrence had some talent.
Yeah, that's what
Lawrence
I thought.
Jesus Christ.
Lawrence Kansas. Okay.
I'm glad Lauren hasn't had some.
No, Lawrence Kansas had some townies that would show up at parties. And these townies were at a party and they were giving this girl trouble, mutual friend, and my one friend Keith was like, let's get these jerks out of here. Mm-hmm. And he pushed this guy and swung and hit another guy, and then he got jumped, and then I went in to like save him, and then this dude shanked me and stabbed me.
Wait, really? What? You got stabbed?
Yeah, in my hand I got stitches and stuff.
Oh my God, that's so scary. I feel like I'd rather get shot than stabbed.
Yeah, no.
So scary.
But it was just a few stitches.
You can stabbing can fuck you up, man.
Sure. No, I got lucky, but he was going to stab Keith in the chest.
Oh my God!
And he hit my hand.
Jesus. Oh my God, Matt, this is making my vagina hurt so bad.
I know Anya's vagina hurts when she hears things that, like, if someone gets really? Too close to a ledge or something.
It's not
or
so
like
much hurt, but it's like those roller coasters tingles. That just drop you really fast,
yeah.
And you just fall. It feels like that. Anytime someone says anything so
not,
about getting
not
hurt.
The X factor
about getting hurt. Oh yeah,
yeah, like even if you were to be like Poppy fell and skinned her nose.
Ooh,
I'd be
yeah,
like,
I mean, but
it's so
not my
annoying.
Vagina that feeling, but I do get that feeling a lot. Do you ever get the feeling when you're watching, like you can see a video on your phone of like someone doing something with heights and you mm-hmm. your stomach drops? Like mm-hmm. you can get that's such a cool thing that like. Watching a screen can make your body have a feeling like it's falling and might die. Isn't that like?
Well, they say when
I usually
dogs
don't like
scream,
that feeling, and I, yeah,
you know when dogs are like,
oh
like,
yeah,
they are
looking
burning.
Like they're having seizures.
Yeah, and athletes too. Like if you're dreaming, you're running a marathon. You're actually burning a shit ton of calories, and your brain thinks you are.
Wow,
that's interesting. Oh yeah, because it's so the mind and body are so connected. That mm-hmm. it can like trigger that. That's interesting. That'd be awesome to be able to train more in your dreams and like get workouts in a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know how many calories you burn, but they do say that your body thinks it's doing it.
That's interesting. I don't like nightmares, but they feel so good when you know they're over. They're not real, that it's almost worth it. Have you been watching The Last of Us?
Oh, yeah.
I think you and Lauren were the ones to... Chris was like, you can skip it. It's you don't because this was after episode one. I think he was like, you don't need to watch. Like, it's probably not for you because it's gory. And I'm like, I don't know. It seems like I want to get in on one of these fucking zombie apocalyptic shows that aren't like all. I only watch like comedies. Chris was like, no. And then you and Lauren were like, check it out. And then the third episode, Chris was like, you need to watch this show.
Yeah.
And so I watched up until the third. Did you watch the fourth episode yet?
Yeah.
What do you think about the show? Like, do you love it? Because I think everyone is going to end up watching it. Noah, Anya, have you guys heard about the show? Are you interested in seeing it?
I finished episode one last night.
Oh, nice. So you're on board. It's on HBO, and it's huge.
Is it a zombie apocalypse?
It's pretty much about... mushrooms that, you know, like, have you ever seen video of like a cricket that has like a parasite living in it and the cricket's just a shell and there's this like thing that's just, so that happens to humans eventually, but it's with like mold and fungi with mushrooms. So it's really given mushrooms a bat, like mushrooms kind of gross me out now. Kind of. They always have. And now it's like, this isn't helping. But the third episode was like this Brokeback Mountain mm-hmm. movie. I'm not even kidding. In the middle of this zombie show, it's so good. It's so touching. But that episode was like an outlier. And then I think that's what the show's going to be.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of flashbacks and stuff.
Yeah. And I think they've done, you know, I'm not a huge sci-fi guy or I didn't
sci-fi
get into
guy.
Yeah. And I didn't get into, what was the other zombie show?
Walking Dead.
Yeah. I didn't get into
I didn't
that.
Either. I tried.
I did. This is, they've really humanized.
You did get into it?
I did, but then I fell off. Like, these things need to end, and I felt like The Walking Dead. And then they had the one Fear of the Walking Dead, which was, like, before. It was just too much. I need an ending.
Too much. They need to end. I like an ending, too. Give me a...
Yeah, this should be three seasons. Don't go more than three.
I'd be fine with one.
Yeah. Sure.
Like, why are we okay movie. With movies being an hour and a half, and we go, that was a movie? And, of course, there's sequels, but a lot of times it's just, like, that's it. But for some reason, a show goes a whole season and people are like, we need more. It's like, right. But that was 12 episodes of an hour. I mean, The Last of Us, third episode was an hour and 20 minutes. That's a movie that's in the 80s.
Yeah.
The only show we need more of is Alone. I need more Alone.
More I seasons. Can't watch alone, so I have to watch alone with someone. So I can't get it done, and Chris and I have not had a lot of TV time lately, but I did watch the Pam doc, loved it. Did you watch Pam?
No.
Same. Pamela? Love Pamela. Hold on, I can do her voice, kind of. I'm going to work on it, but I have to watch it again.
I wanted to face my fears, and I don't know, I did it.
We'll see.
I don't know. I fell in love with my dad. What can I say?
Oh my God.
Did she really?
Dude, I saw that from the get-go. I go, Chris, look at these pictures of her dad. It is Tommy.
Oh, wow.
It's Tommy, boy. But it's a great documentary. I really recommend it. And then what else have I been watching? And then Just Shoot Me, I've been watching. And it's like my new comfort show that I just put on. And it like reminds me of the 90s. And my friend Spade is in it. So I'm just watching him, like my friend, be so funny. Just Shoot Me. I know, you, because you had like PBS only. We always teased Matt because he had no,
we
like,
just got PBS.
Even though it's not even cable. No, like,
no, I'm
growing
just, my
up,
family's very academic.
Yeah.
His, what are you his watching on PBS? Academic.
And so they had only like Animaniacs. It's only what he got. No, I like the Animaniacs too. No shame there. It's a good show. But you had like, you know, that little dog detective.
No Nickelodeon.
Did you?
I didn't know what the goo was. Everybody's talking about goo. I was like, "What
oh,
is
yeah,
that?"
Oh yeah, goo. Wait, the guy?
No, what's
like ooze?
The yeah, green goo.
Yeah, the slime. Green goo. Yeah, I didn't what know is anything about it.
Slime?
I didn't
slime.
Know about slime.
No, I'm it's not a slime guy. No, it just is. But I know what you mean. Like, is it a thing? Like, in what context is slime? But it's just getting dropped on people in different shows. That's kind of what it was. But wait a second. Can I ask about some people?
Great.
Did you like, I don't know why it makes me laugh so much to make fun of you for not having cable, but
that's
this
great.
Was
let's a thing.
As a kid, I had cable out the ass because my dad worked for cable, obviously. Oh, yeah. So it would be funny to me when people were so clueless. But were you into that one where the dog was the detective? That little wishbone.
Droopy dog?
Wishbone. Wishbone.
I don't know. I think.
Did you ever?
I definitely had to watch
it. It's all you had, though.
I definitely watch it. I don't recall it.
Oh, you don't recall, like,
no, I'm
enjoying it regularly?
No, not regularly.
Okay, what were your shows that you watched as a kid?
I mean, I think I got all this, like, the garbage shows that were put on, you know, like,
what about
Recess?
TGIF?
Yeah, TGIF was popular.
Well, yeah,
that was great.
Did you get to watch that? Full
yeah.
House?
Yeah, that's like, that was like ABC or something.
Okay. You watched those shows when you were
so.
A kid? Did boys watch Full House and Step by Step?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Family
yeah.
Matters.
Okay. Family yeah. Matters. Mm-hmm. Okay, boys watch that too. Did you ever watch, I guess you never had SNCC.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
Those who do, I promise you are laughing right now because SNCC was like, SNCC was like Saturday Night Live for Nickelodeon. And it was for like tweens who just like kind of got it. And there was all that, Kenan and Kel, Alex Mack. It was like a whole, it was a lot. It was like TGIF, but for
cable
Nickelodeon.
Owners.
Yes. And it was cool. The Roundhouse, where you can be yourself. I mean, that was a
what?
Sketch show they did. Down at the Roundhouse, where I can be myself. Down at the Roundhouse. And then it would just be a bunch of teens doing like sketches. But none of it was funny or sticky to me at all.
Matt had
just
Soul Train
nostalgic.
On Sunday mornings. Because there was nothing
yeah.
else to watch.
Really?
No. I mean, it was kind of depressing.
Did you not? Yeah. I watched a lot of TV growing up, clearly. Anya, did you watch a lot of TV?
I'm like Matt. We didn't have cable. I was just like
thank
watching
you.
Sally, Jesse, oh, Raphael, and yes. Three's Company after school.
Okay. Yeah. But you know what? This actually all leads us into the next thing that we're going to do on the show because I watched too much TV and didn't read enough books. And you guys clearly were reading lots of books, so you're probably going to be great at what we do next on the show. You'll see when we get back.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy, reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back. Okay, so let's play. I'm so nervous about this.
I'm so scared.
Anya, you look nervous too.
Okay. I want to leave.
Let's hit this.
I
let's
have fight
play.
Or flight.
This is all started because we were talking about, you know, a couple weeks ago, the Secretary of State or Nancy
Speaker
Pelosi.
Speaker of the House.
That's what it. Speaker of the House is what I meant. No, I know that. The thing is, I know that. I just said the wrong one. It's like when I was on Celebrity. Celebrity, whatever, millionaire,
and I
said the wrong. Yeah, please, can we make this be the roundhouse where I can be myself down at the roundhouse? No, but I know what she is. I said the wrong one. Much like I will tell a story tomorrow on the show where I said Chase the Rapper instead of Chance the Rapper, and I got vilified for it. Even though I knew it was a 50-50 chance because I knew I didn't know it. So I picked one and it was wrong. And God forbid I don't know Chance the Rapper's name. He doesn't know my fucking name. Like, it does, like, you can mess up names. I don't listen to his music. All I listen to is Taylor Swift. It's not like I was like, the way people got on me about that was so insane. So anyway, that's a story for another time. I still clearly have not gotten over it.
It was just white people.
Exactly. No one black there cared that I didn't fucking know who Chance the Rapper was. Okay, but let's play a game called We Know Nothing.
We know nothing. We know nothing. We know nothing. We know nothing. We know nothing. So give us a call. We'll give it our all. Because if there's one thing we know, it's how to pick up the phone.
That doesn't fit. This doesn't fit.
Sorry. Let me,
we don't know anything.
I'll send you the right edit.
It's too funny. That has to be it because it doesn't mean. Okay, we are repurposing a, first of all, a jingle. That song was our old podcast, We Know Nothing, that Anya and I did. Then
from
we used it again in another way, but it was always based, it was always used for advice. And then this time we were like, we can use that song again because this segment is about how we don't know anything. But this is not an advice segment. Do not give us a call. We're not going to give it our all. Actually, we will give it our all. The call part's the only part that was not correct anymore. But that's the theme song. Last week we talked about football and we got it really, really wrong. We tried to just describe football with the four of us. Taylor was over. Mm-hmm. And today we're going to do... we talked on the phone yesterday. And I did not research it, and boy, did I want to Google it and cheat, because my level of not knowing anything about this is so embarrassing. But our subject today to talk about is World War I.
Oh, God. Oh, it's embarrassing.
Okay, so let's start with years. And this is a collective thing where we try to all put together all this shit history that we don't know, and land on the best answer. It's like an escape room for getting it right. Okay,
who's gonna tell us the truth?
No one. Well, who thinks they have? Let's just say who thinks they have the best idea of the years. If you're the most confident out of the four of us, before any of us, because then this will minimize the embarrassment. If someone, like, you know what I mean. So who's pretty confident about the years? Matt, I would say you probably would be.
I'm comfortable.
Okay, can you give us what you think the years are?
Wait.
Starting?
Yeah, starting. What?
Shouldn't we guess first what we think the years are?
I'm trying to minimize how dumb
I don't
we all
have
are.
The answer is what I'll say.
Okay, I'm trying. I'm literally looking at this as an escape
room. I'm not going to change my answer.
Let's say we had to submit at the end of this a report. And money was on the line of how right we got it. Let's try to actually get it right, based on us four dodos.
Like they do in The Price is Right, where the number has to come closest to what's on the stage.
Like, let's say there's someone outside the door here waiting for me to fill out a little, a trivia game. And if we get it right, we get a lot of fucking money. Okay. This is the game show. This is actually a good idea for a game show. Just the four idiots trying to come up with the most Wikipedia entry, sure. The most correct Wikipedia entry for a subject. Okay, don't steal that. Copyright it. That's how you copyright something. You just say
no,
that.
Nothing. Copywritten.
Right. Okay, years. Let's go.
I think it's 1913 to 1918.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. I
think so too.
That's my guess.
I was not.
No, but
off.
I
was going to say 1917,
right.
But I probably, and if I was way off, I would just say I was way off.
I don't think
off.
It went into the 20s.
Oh, okay. No, I know there was a break between that and the World War II, so I'm going to take and I know there's the Depression, so I'm going to take the 30s off. The 30s definitely did not have World War I in it, because that was Depression. 20s, they were roaring. I'm thinking they're coming back from the war. So I'm placing it in the late teens, based on that stuff. That's what I would think. Why, when I think of World War I, do I think of Winston Churchill? But I don't know. I know he was. Did he have something to do with World War I?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
I don't know.
And he's the guy, the president of England or whatever. What's it called? The, yes.
Chancellor? But the prime minister?
Prime minister. So he's the prime minister. I'm just shouting out ideas.
He negotiated
about World War
stuff.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, who was it between? World War One.
Germans.
Yeah, Germany definitely. Started it. I know that.
Okay. Wow. I did not know that.
France. No doubt.
Okay.
I know.
Wasn't it?
Austria.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I think Prussia
England.
Existed at
yes.
this time.
England Prussia? Was bombed.
I think someone was assassinated to start.
Yes, the shot heard around the world. I remember
Ferdinand.
That.
Franz Ferdinand.
Yeah,
right.
It's a band. Yeah, that's a band, but it's yeah, the Archduke.
And I want you guys to listen to them.
For some reason, an AP Euro. Maybe a historian is listening to this. I'm probably not, though. Anyone who cares about history is probably so disgusted at this point.
Oh,
they've turned it off. But my AP Euro teacher, Mr. Herrig, the one thing I remember, he told us a story about an assassination where the guy was stabbed with a needle through the heart. And so he didn't even know on the street. Someone bumped into them on the street and stabbed a needle into his heart. And so it was such a small stabbing that he just felt like he got hit, you know? And then he slowly bled to death.
Oh, gosh.
And that was someone's assassination, and I want someone to clarify who that might be. So that was maybe World War One stuff going on. Okay. Other things that we know about World War One. Anyone?
I still don't know the years. I was going to guess early 1920s, which is okay. Wrong, right?
Well, that's you're not that far off.
We don't know, though.
And how many years was it? I'm going to say
I thought you were
4 years max.
No, it was a guess.
Oh, I'm going to say it was
8.
I said 4 to 6 years, I would think.
Yeah, I'm saying 5.
Yeah, I think like 6 years, like a long time. Because back then there were like no computers or any ways to communicate. So stuff took much longer.
Oh, yeah, it took longer.
Sure.
Okay, what were some of the like battles that took place? Any battle names come to mind?
England was bombed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was some bombing.
Okay. Our boys were shipped away.
When did we get involved? I'll tell you. Well, Matt will tell you.
Yeah,
it was, I think that there was...
I literally know nothing about this.
I think there was a U-boat that hit a passenger.
Really? Yeah, wow.
There was the sinking of...
Lusitania.
Yes.
Really?
I think that was it.
Okay, this is...
I think a U-boat sunk.
Okay.
And it was just
I know
like,
keywords.
And then
I could
do
like a word search. For
I know the Allies were formed.
U-boats.
The Allies were a bunch of countries that were allied.
Okay.
Or is
the
Allies
the word allies?
England.
Would be in my word bubble.
The United States. France. I don't know the
Prussia.
Rest.
Yeah.
I
Russia
remember that
was
from
on the
World
good
War
side.
II. I don't know about that being a part of World War I. If they had like the official name.
Also, wasn't this is the Greatest Generation? Or is that World War II?
I think that's World War II.
Fuck. Okay.
Oh, wait, I have a question. Who was the president?
The greatest until they showed up. They were the greatest for a while. What?
Who was the U.S. president when World War I was happening?
Ooh, great question.
Eisenhower?
No.
I was going to say that, but is it FDR? No, he had the New Deal.
Yeah. He had
which
a New Deal
World
in,
War
the, in the, like, okay. God damn it, this is embarrassing. Sorry, Mr. Platt, APUS.
I don't even think I took history.
Really? Yes, you did.
Wait, yeah.
Social studies? Did you have APUS, AP Euro, those kind of things?
I didn't do AP.
Okay, so you had basic, but you regained a lot.
I clearly didn't do AP.
Okay, they had submarines, they had biplanes, they had
B-52 bombers.
Okay, yes. That's a good keyword.
I remember the helmets, they looked like they were like...
sergeants or anything?
They were rounded. They were rounded and...
What president are we deciding?
Oh,
Eisenhower? You said FDR, Eisenhower, are there any other guests?
No, FDR is
Teddy Roosevelt. Yeah.
Shit. Who was? FDR was... So, Eisenhower feels too late for this.
No, I think you're right.
No, I think it's before Eisenhower.
No, you're not right.
I wish I knew the Animaniacs song for the presidents. Washington and Jefferson. And then I could just do it. It is a good song. That one, I almost
memorized. I think it's Eisenhower.
Okay.
Okay.
So, let's settle on 1913 to 19...
No.
18. Yeah.
Okay. 1913 mm-hmm. to 1918. Eisenhower was in office for some of it. We got involved because of a U-boat and that the Lusitania.
The shot heard around the world.
No doubt.
Started it.
The shot. Oh, who offered that? I don't remember that.
I think I said there was an
remember Archduke Ferdinand got shot?
Yes. Oh, gotcha. Yes, the shot. But I didn't know it was called the shot heard around the world, was it?
I remember that.
Do we want to offer that? Because we get points for anything we get right on this. Like, if there's any...
Unless that was the JFK assassination.
Arbitrary game.
I don't know how I know that.
I thought he was stabbed.
Okay, so maybe it is the needle story, because that's kind of what I'm conflating this with.
The needle shot heard around.
No, it's not. Okay, injection. So are we ready to look up the answers? Because I really need to know now, because we clearly, this was not the best category for me to pick, because we knew so fucking little that it is not okay. Are you guys horrified by how little you know?
Yeah, I'm very embarrassed. I've always thought that World War One didn't get
it did as much coverage.
World War II. It's
okay. July 1914 to November 1918.
Not bad.
Nice. 4 years. Yes.
Okay. It was fought between two coalitions. The first being the Allies.
Oh, nice.
Whose key members included France, the UK, Russia, Italy, Japan, and their respective colonial empires, with the United States joining as an associated power in what year?
1917, because we're
late. Yes, correct. They faced the Central Powers, primarily Germany, Austria-Hungary, and the Ottoman Empire, with fighting occurring throughout Europe, the Middle East, Africa, the Pacific, and parts of Asia. 9 million soldiers were killed. Dude, we should have guessed. That's next time we do a war.
Next time,
how many died? Plus another 23 million wounded, while 5 million civilians died as a result of military action, hunger, and disease. Millions more died as a result of genocide, while the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic was exacerbated by the movements of combatants during the war. So it triggered the fucking Spanish flu of 1918. Jesus
started
Christ.
It? What started the war?
Okay.
The assassination of Austrian Archduke Franz Ferdinand. Holy shit.
What is that?
The
what
main
you're finding?
Catalyst? Yes, 1914. That was the catalyst for the start of the Great War, World War One. After the assassination,
he stabbed with a needle. Stabbed with needle. World War. That's what I'm typing into Google. Needle. World War One. I mean, it's gotta be. Nope. Nothing's coming up. All right. Well, Mr. Harry owes me an explanation. Okay. I'm kind of proud of us. I just learned a lot just by reading that little bit, though. Like, I didn't know anything.
Oh, and the shot to death. The shot heard around the world is not from...
Yeah.
It's from the American Revolutionary War.
Oh, right.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, we'll cover that next time.
Franz Ferdinand and his wife, Sophie, were shot.
Were shot?
Okay. Who? The cause.
Who shot them?
Did you guys hear about...
Wait, is Archduke Ferdinand's name actually Franz Ferdinand?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Moving on. Wait, have you ever seen Franz Ferdinand in concert? No. No, that's Modest Mouse. What do they sing? Franz Ferdinand sings, like... God, what do I think of when I think of Franz Ferdinand? What's their style?
I don't even know.
Name the song. What's their song?
I can't
It's
think
kind
of
like what the Modest Mouse song you were
it
singing.
It is, but what's their song? Come on. Oh, damn it. Anyway, what have you been to any concerts recently, Matt? Matt used to have a radio show called
Take
Jam Sandwich.
Oh yeah,
take me out. Thank you, Noah. I needed it, and it is exactly like it's like the Modest Mouse song that I love that Diddy dances to with his sons in those masks.
Yeah.
oh my god, that video! I forgot about how happy that makes me. I need to start referring to it more often. Have you been to see any music lately, Matt?
No, I haven't seen a show for a couple months, but
you get to listen to a lot of music in your home with kids.
I honestly try to always put on music, and I think it's because I have to drown out stuff.
Yeah, it's a toothpick for your fucking ears.
How was it at the Orlando Hard Rock over the weekend?
Oh, wow. Yeah, so that was so fun. This weekend was, Florida. Two shows in Tampa and then one show in Orlando. Yeah, the Hard Rock is cool. The coolest part was I was going to the bathroom at one point and I was kind of by myself. Anya was on stage. I always like, I introduce Anya, she goes on stage, and then I just like to kind of like pace around and like think about what I'm going to say and kind of use that time. And then I get to watch usually the last two songs Anya does. So I was just kind of pacing the hallway, and they have all pictures up of people who've performed there. Like, I was taking pictures, like Lisa Lampanelli was there, but like ZZ Top and Michelle Branch and Maroon 5, and like it's pretty cool. It's like people coming up, and then I round a corner and I'm going to this bathroom in the back. Like the hall like takes a little like detour, but it's not the main hallway. Fucking Taylor Swift up in this
by the bathroom
hallway. I would not have seen had I not been like just kind of sauntering around, and I was like, oh my god, I was so excited to perform in the same places. Or immediately I was like skipping my step, like ready to go, because it's only happened twice. It's there and, or to my knowledge, and the Ryman in Nashville. But it was, she did in 2008, so 14 years behind her.
Yeah,
watch
baby.
Out, bitch. I'm coming in your rear view.
I can't believe they hid her in an ancillary hallway.
I know. I was like, you guys, it made me want to steal it, because I was like, you don't even care about it, you know?
Nikki gasped problems so loud she gave the security guard a heart attack.
Yeah, I was like, and the security like looked over at me like, oh my god, like was kind of scared. I was so excited. But yeah, everyone was really nice and the shows were really fun. I'm trying to think of anything of note that happened in Florida. It's just nice to be in like balmy weather. It just beautiful. Feels
people were
good.
So kind. Oh, they were lit. Everyone was there. Like kind of tipsy at the end. They came out to say hi at the merch table, and
mm-hmm.
I got some cool backhanded compliments I can add to my list. But
oh, yeah,
they were so nice. One guy got so drunk he just started buying t-shirts for everybody. I was like, I'm into it. He was like, at first I thought you were gonna be like this knockoff Jewel, but then you fucking won me yeah. over. You were so good.
You don't even sound like Jewel at all. You don't look like Jewel. Like, what does he? Why? Because your guitar is like
a girl with
like
blonde
Jewel's
hair walked
guitar.
Out with the guitar.
I mean, it I just know. Doesn't even make sense to me that compliment or whatever he said. But yeah, people always they don't always have to do it, but that is a common thing where they have to like.
Maybe he thought you were from Alaska.
Yeah, I did have a whale carcass on my back.
I had my favorite insult this weekend. That was. The people in front of me like fucking didn't get you and didn't like you, but I was dying, and I never get that anymore. Like I used to get that all the time at clubs because no one came to see me. And so they were just random people. And like you would often get tables that were just like, this is not what we signed up for. So it was fine. It was, but now at like my own shows, I'm just like, I never hear that. So this weekend that stood out, I was just like, fuck you. But also, some people don't show their laughter the same way other people do. That's what I have to tell myself. Final
yeah,
thought.
Yeah, how would you know the people in front of you are not enjoying themselves? Because their shoulders aren't moving up and down a lot? Like, what? You're not looking
at their
face.
And people like to convince themselves that they get it.
Yes,
this is
I'm
for
special.
Me. I get it more than you and other people. Like, this is my, like, she's mine. Which
oh
I get.
Gosh.
I feel that way too, being like wanting to be the best Swiftie or whatever.
One compliment I get constantly, and I'm shocked that people can't wrap their mind around why this wouldn't feel great to hear, is this. Oh my God, I have something so embarrassing to tell you. I'm so embarrassed. This is so embarrassing. I loved the Twilight soundtrack you were on. I'm so embarrassed. I'm sorry. I just...
And you're like, I was on it.
I'm like, why are you embarrassed? That bought me a home. I was pleased to be in the company
yes.
of those people.
People do that to me for F-Boy Island. And I have to say, I like it. I like it. And you're just like, yeah, a lot of people do. It's popular. This is what the whole like thing of like being embarrassed, liking something that's like culturally like a huge mega thing means, or this is the thing, teenage girls like it. So it's inherently dumb. Is people like are like sometimes
right.
get it. Someone sent me a Taylor Swift something defending liking Taylor Swift, or it was defending some liking things that are girly, and it would just kind of paid attention to the fact that people shit on things that like teenage girls like. It must be inherently vapid and stupid and bubbly and dumb and just empty. And that's what that's what like reality shows or like that things that women like are just like dumb. But shoes
okay,
are cool.
Okay, so they're not saying, like, it's so embarrassing I liked your song. It's like, I'm so embarrassed that I liked the franchise that you were associated
yes,
with, which
yes.
is for teenage girls. Okay.
I'm smarter than that. I don't like, yeah, I don't like Twilight. Like, I don't read those books. I don't like Taylor Swift. It's just like, well, then you don't. Also, Taylor Swift now I'm just like, it's so, being someone who was a Swiftie before it became so overwhelmingly culturally apparent that she is one of the best artists of our generation and no one can deny it. Now everyone's kind of on board because it's so undeniable. But even before, it was just like, arguing with my dad about it and being like, she's as good as she's as prolific as the Beatles, and him just being like, how dare you? I loved fighting about it, but I have to say I was right the whole time. And when someone, I kind of go with this Bad Bunny thing, I'm like, I don't know who Bad Bunny is. I am so confused by it's because it's a different language, right? Mm-hmm. It's Latin.
Yeah.
So I need to listen to Bad Bunny. I need to listen to Chance the Rapper. The Bonnie Raitt song that won, but, where was I going with this? Taylor Swift. Fuck, I had a really good point to
make. Bad Bunny raps in Latin?
Yeah. Wait, what?
In Spanish.
Bad Bunny?
Spanish.
Oh, I was so confused.
We have like the Latin ancient language. Like, oh no, it was like it's Latin is music, I guess.
E pluribus gloria mundi.
Yeah, he's bringing it back. It's a dead language, but it is back. Bad Bunny, of all people.
You go, like I get opposite. It. It's in Latin.
But yeah, I didn't watch the Grammys the other night. I was obsessed with all of Taylor Swift's, like the pictures. Her look was so good. Yeah, her outfit was awesome. I love like just showing the waist part. It's such a good look. There was so much footage of her like dancing from people in the audience taking pictures of her during it. They caught a moment where she talked to Harry Styles, who was her ex-boyfriend, who she has written many songs about. And that was a great, cool little thing to see. There was a lip reading moment that I wanted to put you on, Matt. So
fire it up.
J-Lo and Ben Affleck had a moment where everyone's trying to lip read what they said. And I think it's been figured out what they say, but I want to just see if you can guess. Lip read J-Lo. Lip reader reveals what Jennifer Lopez said to Ben Affleck. Yeah, literally they're putting lip readers on this thing.
Is Jen telling Ben no more drinking?
Is she saying no more drinking? I mean, I guess that's what we're going to have to decide. What do you think she's saying here? Watch it over and over. He's watching the footage. He's studying it. Matt,
is he like a lip reader?
Honestly,
like, why are you giving? Why
no,
did you
dude,
choose
he's
Matt?
So good at lip reading. It's just one of his talents.
I was born deaf.
No, were you?
No.
Maybe. Why are you so good at it? What are you getting from this video? So let me just say, when I did the People's Choice Awards, the camera cut to me while I was talking to Esther about David Spade and Adam Sandler on stage. And I said to her, that's a pre-tape. And all of a sudden the camera cut to me and I go, oh, fuck. Everyone goes, oh my God, Nikki, what did you say? I posted on my thing. I go, who can figure out what I'm saying? No one wrote me. No one, everyone guessed. No one figured it out. Guess who figured out what I said? Matt goes, I just saw you say, maybe you wrote me in my DMs to the clip,
yeah.
But you said, that's a pre-tape. And
wow.
I was like, you don't even know the word pre-tape. That's like an industry term, you know, like that's how good you were. So you're the only one. So what do you think she said?
Well, this one's hard because you can't really see
she's turning as she's talking.
You can't see her lips from this camera angle. So the only thing, the second part, it could be it's no more drinking. But I also got Motrin out of it. Like he needs to take some Motrin.
Do you have any Motrin?
Yeah, something like that. Motrin. But then he did look a little bashful after. So
he looked bashful, but I think he looked bashful because I don't think it was a really tense moment between them. I think it was just like, first of all, if I were her, I would hate for anyone to comment on my relationship. So I'm maybe just going to plead the fifth on this one because I'm kind of tired of commenting on it. Everyone knows how I feel. Much like The Bachelor, I feel the same way about J-Lo and Ben as I do when I watch The Bachelor and Bachelorette. This isn't going to last. Why do I care? But I guess that is why I care. And I don't mean that in a mean way. Nothing else has lasted for either of them. Why would this one work? First of all, based on previous evidence, I'm not crazy to think this one won't work. But also, most things don't work, you know? You and Lauren work, though.
We do all right.
Yeah, you knew she was the one when.
I'm convincing.
Stop soon. Soon you're going to really feel it in your bones. Was there a moment where you just knew?
Knew that we would date?
No, knew that she was like the one where you were like, I am going to marry her.
Yeah, when I needed a visa to go to Spain.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You guys got married. So she could. Yeah, she was going to Spain to teach and you to go live there with her.
Yeah, I didn't have a job. I needed.
No,
I
was but you knew you were going to marry her before then, right? Like you knew she was the one.
Sure, but
that sped it along.
It had to.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I would have literally been kicked out of the country after 3 months.
How long would you have waited, you think?
Probably a year.
Maybe a year longer. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. It was kind of a shotgun.
No, but we were wedding, I don't know.
Which is the new J-Lo picture that you should check out with Josh Duhamel. Shotgun wedding. But what I didn't get to go to your first wedding. Yeah, because it was so shotgun. Yeah,
our first wedding. I don't even know where I was going.
Yeah, what are you were going to Spain.
Right. Did you fall asleep? Wait, you got married twice?
No.
We had a wedding.
We had a wedding and then a party after. The first wedding was on a Wednesday. Everybody does a hump day wedding, don't they?
Yeah, and it was in the park and it was just my parents and his parents and them.
And it was 108 degrees.
Yeah.
Not kidding you.
And $108.
Yeah, right. And your dad hired a flamenco guitarist.
Yeah.
And it was cool. In the States or in Spain?
No, it was in St. Louis.
It was in St. Louis at Forest Park.
We kind of had like a visa like time crunch, so we had to do it because we needed a 30-day processing time for the consulate in Chicago to get our visas.
But then when they got back from Spain, then they had
a party
like a year or so later.
Yeah,
they had a party.
Ah, so that's the reason why it wasn't a bigger wedding with more people invited because you had to get going. Right?
Yeah,
first time. Yeah, I think you were invited.
Yeah, I definitely. I just wasn't able to do it because I was working probably fucking hilarities in Cleveland or something. But you know, prioritizing, you know, what was important at the time. But then your wedding was where I gave the wedding speech and I said that Lauren was more like a big sister to me growing up, and I gave all these examples, and I was like she knew Santa wasn't real before I did. She had to tell me like, Nikki, Santa's not real. And at the reception, there were children who didn't know Santa wasn't real, and they all learned from my fucking speech. And that is why I'm not good at sincere speeches. I always fuck them up. I said I was barren at Catherine's to make a joke, and everyone, it didn't go over well. It was just, I get so awkward. So look forward to that, Anya, when I am the priest. I'm marrying Anya and Matt.
The priest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm the priest. So.
Yeah, the priest is
keep your kids away.
You're supposed to stay on script as the priest.
Yeah. I'll have her script, but you got to make it funny.
No,
there's
I'm letting
expectations.
Her yeah, she gets to spitball whatever she wants.
That's the thing. People have such a high bar, like the comedian's the priest or whatever, and it's just like, oh god, it's a lot. But I'm not feeling that way at all because I know in the past that I would have felt that way. I'm low pressuring myself because that's what Matt and Anya are all about
anyway.
Why don't
you go in disguise? Fat suit, just then no one will know who you are. then you can do whatever.
Yeah,
you
I'll mass singer it.
Right, exactly.
Oh yeah, go to Snowflake.
Yes. Oh my god.
Repurpose the outfit.
My role as Snowstorm.
There'll be no pressure. This is your time.
Yeah.
You could.
Let me just say, you two are like bro sis in law. Goals. Like, I love this relationship. The fact that you guys
are so lucky. It's so stupid. Yeah. We both got an extra sibling out of it.
For sure.
Because I feel the same way about you. I always refer to you as my brother, and people are like, wait, what? Like, I always forget to say in law.
Brother and sister
are
married.
Your brother's husband.
In visa. Yeah. My brother's husband is here, everyone. Yeah. Thank you, brother's husband, for being here and taking time off work. Go get back to work. Come back on the show whenever you want. You were great.
Do you know what he does for work?
Oh, stop this.
Nobody.
I'm just curious.
No, of course,
Nikki.
I do. I do know what he
is.
He is the manpower, the brains, a creative force behind Big Muddy Adventures. I don't know your exact title. Like, what's your
title?
What
does he do?
Yeah, I mean,
Big Muddy
titles are fleeting.
He does everything. He does, like, he's involved in every aspect of it, from like sales and marketing to the actual expeditions, to planning the expeditions, to going and picking up the boats, to going on them, and like, yeah. So he runs a river sports adventure company.
Wow, nice.
I do.
And a retail shop as well. He's the manager there.
I'm the general manager.
GM, yeah. Big Muddy,
well,
check it out if you're in St. Louis, but also make sure your car doesn't get stolen while you go check out that store, Big Muddy Adventures.
Right, yeah, don't leave your car when you go on the boats.
If your car gets stolen, you can always rent a canoe.
Wait, can I say this before we leave?
Yes,
because it's related to it. We put up this picture for the work, telling people like, oh, come on this twice a week trip that we have called the STL Riverfront Adventure. And it was this picture of this family from San Diego, like a husband, wife, and three kids. And it was them smiling, so happy in front of the arch. And we put it up. And Downtown has their own Instagram account, like for just downtown St. Louis. And they put it up and shared it. And it went viral of people like shitting all over our business.
No,
not because of our business, but because of the concept, the idea of going on the river, on the Mississippi River. But people were like putting up all these gifts of like, they're like, people, it'd be like in St. Louis, it'd be like a canoe on cinder blocks.
That's so like, funny that you're
the only thing you can do is get on the water to get away from the gunshots.
Yes. Like, oh my God. So they were
just ripping on crime in St. Louis and saying that you know, you're going to see floating dead bodies in the river and all. I promise you, if you go on a trip with us, we will not put your canoe on blocks. Your car will not get broken
into. No, it won't.
There will be no dead bodies.
No, it's actually really awesome if you like that stuff. And if you love that stuff, then it's the greatest thing to do. And you got Chris got an adventure for Christmas from my parents. And me and him are supposed to go on one. So we got to pick one out soon.
Yeah, you've done.
That'll be something I'll talk about. I've done two trips. Wet old man. Well, we'll talk about that another time. Thank you guys for listening. We have to tell that story once.
It's good.
It's too good. So, okay, someday you'll get the wet old man story. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. We'll be here tomorrow. Matt, thank you so much for being here. Don't be a KNG. Jackie Joyner Cruz. John Purse.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.